All right, y'all, welcome to the show, scotthorton.org, etc. And introducing my good friends, Will Grigg, author of the great blog Pro Libertate at freedominourtime.blogspot.com. He's also the author of the book Liberty in Eclipse and is, of course, the greatest anti-police state writer and activist in the libertarian movement. We got Sheldon Richman, the most libertarian man in the world. He's from the Center for Stateless Society and keeps his own blog at SheldonRichman.com. His latest book is The Constitution Revisited. And Jared LaBelle from Taxpayers United, and you've heard me interview him a couple of times on the show recently about his great articles for antiwar.com. Welcome to the show, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
Great. Thanks for having us.
All right.
Hey,
good deal.
Same.
Very happy to have you here. So here's the deal. We've got a big announcement. We are creating the Libertarian Institute. I got the great Will Grigg and the great Sheldon Richman. They said, hey, sounds like a good idea. And then when Jared found out about it, he thought he was such a great idea. He's basically taken over the project in a good way, I mean, to help me put this thing together. And the website goes live on Wednesday. It's libertarianinstitute.org. Everybody, right now, you can go and sign up for the email list to get all the announcements. But the site goes live on Wednesday, and that'll be the debut of our great new project. Basically, the deal is I've been daydreaming about this kind of thing for a long time, and it seems like all the stars are kind of lining up right now. And, well, really, since I started trying, everything's been falling into place. It just seems like the right time to do it. And, you know, the ambition is fairly large. What I really want to do, I want to help to be and to redefine the center of the libertarian movement in the best, most radical, most anti-state kind of a way. I want to bring in, and I am already bringing in, writers from all around the libertarian movement to participate, and we want to make libertarianism libertarian again, and more importantly, we want to really be an institute, not just a website, and really work with other groups, liberals and conservatives, not to make them libertarian, but to get them to work with us on pursuing our libertarian priorities, particularly fighting against the wars, the cops, the prison state, welfare for billionaires, and stuff like that. So that's the goal, and I think we got a great start already. And so there you go, announcing the creation of the Libertarian Institute at libertarianinstitute.org. We're really excited about this. And again, that's libertarianinstitute.org. We'll go right ahead to my questions for the three of you. And it's the same question for all three of you. We'll start with Sheldon, who really is our dean. Sheldon, I'm so glad to have you on board for this thing, of course. Obviously, man, you give it such weight and credibility, and everybody's so excited whenever I tell them that you're going to be a part of it. But I'm really interested to know what you have in mind for your role with the new institute and the future of the new Libertarian Institute.
Well, I couldn't be more excited to be connected with this institute. When you say dean, I interpret that to mean you got a glimpse of my birth certificate and the date of it, compared to the your old birth certificates. So I'm just older than you guys. That makes me the dean. This is a tremendous thing that we're doing here, and I'm grateful to the three of you for putting this together. We need to present the clearest possible explanation of libertarianism to the world. On January 20th, a new president is going to be inaugurated. It's not going to be Gary Johnson. Of course, even if it was Gary Johnson, there would still be just as much of a need for this institute to present the clearest, purest description of what libertarianism is and how it applies to current affairs. But of course, it's not likely not to be Johnson. It's going to be either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, and that is going to present ample opportunities for solid libertarians to show that there's an alternative to what we're going to get with these people. So there's the time has never been better for an organization like this, and I'm going to do my best to describe and apply libertarianism for the rest of the world.
All right, good deal. And Will, what about you, man?
Most political discussion, as the presidential campaign illustrates, takes place at what we might call the wholesale level. And for the last 10 years or so, I've focused on what we might call retail politics, which is what occurs at the state and county and the municipal level. And that's where people are most likely to encounter the business end of government in the form of police and other enforcement agencies. They are to the state as the edge is to the blade. And so I think that what I'll be doing primarily would be to continue in that role as what has been described, if you will, as the ombudsman in dealing with the multifarious ways that this apparatus of coercion called the state ruins and ends the lives of innocent people.
And you're such a great spokesman for all of this. And, you know, I've been reading Will Grigg, everybody, since like 1994 or something like that. I'm the biggest Will Grigg fan in the world. And I'm so excited to have you on board for this. You have no
Thank
idea.
You so much.
And everybody just heard why, too. All right. And now I got to tell a little bit of a story about Jared. I mean, I came up with this thing as a way for, well, you know, as explained at the beginning, really, to try to be a new sort of libertarian center, a place where people can go to get the latest word on what the libertarians believe about this, that, the other thing. And it seems like there's a real need for this right now. And, well, these two, you know, as you're hearing, are a couple of my very favorite libertarians in the world. And I thought, well, let's get this thing together. And I told Jared, just sort of as like a little trial balloon thing, to see, to kind of take the temperature and see the level of excitement there. And he completely flipped out and took over the project and is now basically the COO and is making everything go. The website and all the legal status and paperwork and the executive director's spot, that's Jared's, and he really seized control of this thing and already has made it 10 times bigger and better than it ever could have been under my stewardship alone, trying to run the thing myself. And so I'm just real grateful to have Jared on board. And now I want to hear from you very quickly, Jared, what you have in mind for this thing before we move on here.
Well, I very much appreciate your kind words, Scott, and to be working with the three of you. And yeah, so we're very excited. We think there are tremendous possibilities with this group. And we've actually done a little bit of outreach as well to broad segments of the libertarian community. So we would love everyone to please go to libertarianinstitute.org, sign up for our mailing list. And we have some very, very big announcements next week. Besides just the debut of the organization, we'll have a lot of contributors to an ongoing blog that I think will be very illuminating for both libertarians and people that stumble upon our outreach. So please subscribe to libertarianinstitute.org. And we'd also like to mention that we'll have some great opportunities for fundraising. That'll be very important, of course, for a young organization, but we have a lot of things to offer in return. So look for some of that information, as well as us at Students for Liberty. We'll be at a conference in Norman, Oklahoma on November 5th with Ed Stringham and Angela Keaton from antiwar.com.
All right, y'all. So there you have it. And boy, is he right about the fundraising. Just go to, well, once the page is live anyway, you'll be able to go to libertarianinstitute.org/support. And judging by the level of excitement that we've heard, you know, verbally and by email and so forth from the first few finding out about this, we're all really confident, really optimistic about this. Seems like all the stars are aligning, so to speak, to put this thing in just the right place and in just the right time with just the right staff and everything else. And it's not just the four of us. We've got a great stable of writers that we're already building up, and you guys are going to be blown away by who we've already recruited to be a part of this thing. So it's really going to be something else. So with that, I'm late for my interview. I got to record right now. But thank you, all three of you, so much for being a part of this with me and for showing up and helping me do this announcement today for the people. And we'll be talking soon.
Right. Thanks, Scott.
Jared, my pleasure.
Sheldon.
Let's make America seditious again.
There you go.
Amen.
All right, y'all. LibertarianInstitute.org. LibertarianInstitute.org.